to have you back with us. Turn me up just a little bit. Nice to have you back with us here. We're going to go direct to London, where the Yankees and Red Sox play today, and bring in Barry Bloom of Forbes.com. Barry, I'm thrilled to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. So tell us about the experience of Yankees and Red Sox in London.
Well, I think that the London fans, of which, you know, Rob Manfred said 70% of the tickets sold were local, I think they saw something that they don't see very often, which is the game with a lot of scoring. I mean, you'd have to go a month of soccer games to see this kind of scoring where you have 30 runs in a game. So I think it was interesting. When the game started, it didn't look like there was a seat empty of the 60,000. It was a very high-intensity crowd. You know, the Yankees coming out and getting six runs right away, you know, kind of shut down the Red Sox fans. Manfred said 30% of the ticket buyers came over from the States, and there was a big contingent of Red Sox fans. But then the Red Sox came back with six in the bottom of the inning, and we were off to the races. The first inning took an hour.
What do you think the general consensus was? Did they enjoy that there were that many runs scored? I know already here you can see in social media, and Marty and I have been a little bit critical of it, that this isn't really how baseball's played all the time. What do you think the feeling was from the fans there?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell because I wasn't in the stands interviewing these people. You know, it's all new to them, and I'm sure that unless you're an aficionado, you're not going to have realized that the starting pitchers, both of them not making it out of the first inning, is something that's very unusual.
Well, I guess a better question then is this what baseball was looking for? Was it exciting enough? Was this dull? Do you think this was the enjoyable type of game they wanted to show to Europe?
I don't think it has anything to do with it, really. I mean, I think basically now, you know, you're putting on a show. You've got baseball here. You know, the NHL, NBA, NFL has been here for years. You know, it's just the start of what they're going to do in Europe. They're going to go back into the WBC again in 2021, which is a huge international tournament for them. They've got Cubs in St. Louis here next year. And they're looking at other venues in places like Paris and Amsterdam to play there, too. So I think the product of what you see in an individual game or a night has nothing to do with what Major League Baseball is trying to accomplish in selling the game over here.
Barry Bloom joins us, Forbes.com. Absolutely check Barry's column out, Forbes.com, because you wrote an interesting column about the ballpark and how it was made into a baseball park. How about a little bit of that?
Yeah, I mean, the funniest part of it was that chicken wire that had to be laced on top of all the light stands, which hang right over the stadium on the crown of the stadium, and the 54,000 square feet of chicken wire that you know that they had to put up there, which stopped the supply of chicken wire in England. And you know, Murray Cook, who's the MLB stadium guru, said, there's a lot of happy foxes going after chickens that are running around, and a lot of free-range chickens right now because all that wire was put to use in the stadium. I posted a picture of it in the glare at night. It's actually a beautiful picture. I posted it on Twitter. But, it's one of the interesting things about it. And if you notice, the turf that they put on played awfully fast. I mean, balls were shooting through the gaps into the corners. Home runs were blowing out of there. You know, it's all the product of why the game tonight was the way it was.
Boy, interesting. I appreciate you being on with us. And all said and done, 17-13 Yankees. LeMahieu, a bunch of hits. Judge hit a home run. And I guess the fans came and got what they wanted to see. A lot of scoring and some of the big names doing something.
Right, and then they'll be back tomorrow because we've got, you know, a 3 o'clock start tomorrow. The other thing about it was that, you know, Europe has been hit with this unbelievable heat wave. And today might have been the hottest day in London in recent memory. I mean, really, they were talking about it when they started to prepare this field, which took them 24 days. The first 16 out of 18 days it rained, and they barely had time to get this done. you know, today it was in the mid 90s, which is very unusual here. It's kind of like a very hot day, earthquake weather in San Francisco, and you don't really anticipate it. And we were in Florence earlier in the week, and it was in the mid 90s, and it was supposed to go up into the hundreds in Florence, which is very unusual. And when we got off the plane here on Thursday night, it was cold and foggy, and it reminded me of flying from Phoenix to San Francisco.
Right.
You know, but today was just an absolutely hot, spectacular day for this.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call in. I really do, and giving us the flavor of what it was like. I always ask the question, how was the food at the ballpark?
Very strange selections of food at the ballpark. I walked around and took a look at it. You know, I wound up with chicken tenders and nachos that were below grade for American ballpark.
Okay. Now, what's the go-to meal to eat in there? I know, like, in Australia, they eat the meat pie when they're at, like, a rugby match. What are they eating there?
I saw the predictable 2-foot-long hot dog with everything on it. So I think they really were trying to accommodate the baseball fan. There was an outdoor food court where you could get just about anything, including, you know, beef sandwiches and, you know, that kind of stuff, pizza. I mean, it just ran the gamut. But I don't think there's anything particularly English about it.
All right. What fun. 60,000 people saw baseball today. 17-13, the Yankees beat the Red Sox. Barry, thanks so much. Enjoy it. Have a safe trip home.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. Very good.